Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. There's a ladies' man right there chilling out, taking it easy with us, enjoying this beautiful, sunny South Florida heat. And we all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
Doing good, man. Just back in that paint shop, finishing up on that one and only GTX1. That thing has gone through, I would say, probably nearly 50 hours of polishing just in itself, just to make that thing that SEMA quality show mirror image shine, and it is a lot of work.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, Miss Outlaw Boutique on the web, MissOutlawBoutique.com, and Orange County Choppers, the new American Choppers on, I think, tonight, Bubba, isn't it tonight?
That's right, tonight, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. tonight. American Choppers are choppers done.
Bubba style.
Right on, Bub. We had the pleasure of the Tuttles joining us on Saturday for the unveil of the Spartan bike. Unfortunately, they got cut off in the middle of our conversation.
Yeah, that sucked.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of things going on around here, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday morning. We welcome you to the show. A lot of new things we're going to be doing out there. We're going to be posting a lot of YouTube videos for you on Instagram, although we're seeing that there's some link issues there, so we're going to have to do cut and paste in your browser type things, and we're going to be promoting the YouTube channel, which is full of all kinds of 4K episodes already out there. So we're working very hard on that. We've worked through the weekend to bring that to you. Start looking for it in social media. This is the BEM 991 or 911 Carrera. It is going into a GT3 transformation by Bub himself. Bub, take us through a little bit of what's going on here.
Yeah, man. So as you guys can see it, so the back end is off of this car. A lot of mods are already starting to take place on this thing. We have already fitted the full GT3 conversion package, which is front bumper, side skirts, rear bumper, rear spoiler, and wing assembly with rear trunk. As well as not just the body mod side of this, but also the power package side. So we've already done the stance, we've done the wheels and tires. This thing is riding tight on a set of H&R coilovers, so we've got it set right the way we do here at BEM. Riding on a set of three-piece, 21-inch custom-cut staggered wheels. This thing is sick from the way it stance. Now we did that power package from Fab Speed Motorsports. They sent us in a full kit for this car, which is everything from cold air intakes to the Cobb tuner with custom tunes.
Absolutely.
And the Super Sports Series X-Pipe exhaust, which, as you can see, is beautiful looking on the bottom side of this car. This is a rear engine car, so it does look sick back here. Once the bumper's on, you still see a lot of that polished exposed exhaust system from behind, and it looks nasty.
Good morning to Jack Bias out there. He is joining us from Ontario, Canada, Bub. Good friend, man, good guy. He's out there playing with some things. We found out on Saturday's show, Bub, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, right before Paul Sr., Joni, Mikey, and Nick joined us, that he is kind of switching gears up there into, I think, a 40 Ford pickup,
40.
Right?
Wasn't
it a 40, something like that?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Very good, Jack. Keep us posted. We want to hear all about it. And if you have technical questions, make sure you ask us as well. Anyways, Bub, let's talk a little bit about this conversion that you're doing right here. Tell us what's going on with it.
Well, you know, it's much like anything that you do. You typically buy stuff from the aftermarket world, and like we always talk about, things are about 90% in terms of their direct fit compatibility. You never get 100. You really just don't,
correct,
unless
yeah.
you're buying from manufacturer specific. If we bought a GT3 package from Porsche, it would bolt right on this car for a price tag of probably $30,000 just for the pieces. The front fenders alone are just north of $9,000 just for the two front fenders that have the louvers in them. So it is a lot of money when you do it through a certain route or an avenue, but you also save the time when you spend that extra money.
Yep.
Well, in this case, it's a big chunk of change. So to do the conversions on this car is a difference of $30,000, $40,000 versus buying the packages. For example, this kit coming in from Duraflex, Extreme Dimensions, that kit was just north of $6,000. So it's a very big difference, but you spend a lot of time getting this kit perfected so that it does look like something of Porsche quality. This isn't a Honda Civic. You'd want to take a body kit and just stick it on. And you know what? If the panels didn't line up, okay, who cares? That's not what you want. You have to shoot for perfection, even though you are working with something of a little lower grade quality than what you get from Porsche. Nothing wrong with that, but it takes a lot of time and prep work to get that to happen. As it is now, probably a week's worth of time just in fitting to get things set and lined up so that factory lights go in, factory reflectors go in, the harnessing and everything that mounts for the third member brake light is all where it should be, and all the way down to factory spec.
Hey, Bub, one of the things you've had to do, there were some deletes that were not cut into this bumper. Some people cannot see that the lights that are the actual reflector spaces aren't cut to receive any light bulbs or anything. On Saturday, after we got off the air, you came out and started trimming the front bumper for the front side marker lamps. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why don't these things come out of the mold perfect like that? And what does it take to make it perfect?
Well, you know, it's again, it's, you know, you're paying for something cheaper. You know, it's available to the aftermarket in terms of the fact that it is cheaper. So you have to offset that somewhere. You can take it out of the box and sure, you can stick it on and you can, you know, there's a lot of guys out there. Heck, we've seen cars go to SEMA that have drywall screws in the side of them.
So we have.
You know, you could do stuff like that, but there's no chance that I'm going to do stuff like that, not only on any car, but for the fact that you're doing it on a $100,000+ car, you're not going to go and ghetto it or modify it in any possible way. So you've got to take the time and just go slow, man. Literally, I started by putting the bumper on, seeing how incredibly far off it is. A lot of resistance, a lot of components had to come off of the car just to make this bumper fit, and you know, because it had differences. There were differences between the crash bar designs,
yep,
the impact and energy pads, the foaming that was behind them, the way the harnesses were routed, and all of that stuff. You don't want to go cutting into it and just make permanent mods to the car. I'd rather do the mods to the bumper so that if this client ever wanted to turn this thing back to stock, it would be as easy as taking off this aftermarket kit and putting the old on and everything plugs right in.
When you talk about, Bub, the energy pad and the crash bar, tell us a little bit about what that is.
So on every vehicle, it's behind the plastic bumper covers, and even all the way back into the early days on steel bumper covers, they were starting to do them there. But it is literally an aluminum bar, crash bar, that also has a very dense foam in front of it. So all of that goes between the body and the actual bumper cover itself, and that allows for the initial impact of an accident. It is a kind of a pre-built crush zone, something that is meant to design break and wrinkle under accidents.
We can see, Bub, here is the actual crash bar itself. This is the aluminum piece you've been describing, and this is the energy absorption,
yeah,
absorption pad. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. This is the energy absorption pad that Bub is referring to. It's very densely packed styrofoam that takes a heck of a beating, Bub,
yeah,
when it gets hit, and it displaces energy a lot.
Yeah.
Especially on these higher-end European rides, a lot of cars today, Bub, have what we call crumple zones. Let's talk a little bit about what crumple zones are and what they do.
Well, it's a specific area designed in the way the car was R&D'd and built at the manufacturing plant from a safety standpoint to literally fall apart. It's meant to crush, it's meant to crumble, it's meant to fall apart at initial point of contact on an accident at a certain speed. And it's supposed to not only crumple that certain part, but also keep the passenger compartment safe. That is the point of it. It's supposed to be the point where, you know what, if the car is going to get totaled, there's a front section, rear section, side section that gets totally annihilated, that totals the car, but everybody inside comes out with the best chance of being safe.
I want to say good morning to Mike Bellany, who's out there. Good morning to Tina Rollins, and then good morning to James Hitchcock. Any relation to Sir Arthur Hitchcock, as you know, Sir Alfred Hitchcock, who did Alfred Hitchcock. But
I was going to say... Oh, never mind.
Go ahead.
That's somebody else.
No.
Never mind.
Bub, you were talking about the crumple zones and the way these break away. Here's an example of that, ladies and gentlemen. We can see how this has been cut right through here. Bub, let's tell us a little bit about why this is trimmed like this and what it's designed to do
once it hits. They're all pre-built sections for that initial hit. So this thing is literally designed at a certain point in the way that Porsche designs it, is to literally crush under certain areas and certain compacts. So it does exactly what it should do, and that's keep the passenger safe inside of that car with either as little to the damage to the car as possible or just for the car to take all of the hit.
And, Bub, how do today's cars stand up? You hear so many people, some of the older crowd, saying, oh, when they were all steel and when they were all metal. How did today's cars stand up with airbags, ABS, crumple zones, and things like that?
Way better. So, listen, people thought that the whole...
But wait, they're lighter. Steel, they fall apart. They get hit easier.
Okay, when you have all steel, when it gets bent one way, as everybody knows with steel, you can bend it one way to bend it back a separate direction or to remove a bend from it. You're doing two things. One, you're going to weaken that metal. And two, you're probably never going to get it exact, right, working with steel. Today's cars, because a lot of today's cars are essentially unibody cars, they're built structurally off of the way that the body is designed. That's how strong they are. If you have, for example, a quarter panel that gets hit or a front end that gets hit, you can literally put them on frame machines and very easily pull these things back into spec as long as they're not too far out. Granted, there's always that line, that threshold,
yes,
that you cross and you're like, this thing's done, get rid of it. But you can flex today's cars a lot more in terms of being able to straighten them in accidents and it, you know, being, there's cars that we've done that are north of $400,000-$600,000 Lamborghinis that the front end looks destroyed on, and you can literally put it on a machine and just do a couple little pulls with a little bit of pound,
parts, yeah,
and that's it. You put the car back together and you've saved a $600,000 car that could have been totaled for $50,000.
When you talk about, Bub, airbags and the deployment of the airbags, they deploy in less than 0.2 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, to give you an idea of just how fast that is, it's faster than the normal blink of the human eye. So as soon as the sensor detects, Bub, what's going on, and this is why you've emphasized in the past, always make sure that any sensors or lights that are on in your dash, they are addressed and taken care of. When you talk about these cars, Bub, European cars, even some of the Asian lower-end cars today are coming with 22, 24 airbags in those. Let's talk about those a little bit. How do they work? What do they do?
It's, it's pretty incredible, man. Today's safety restraint systems are insane. They're, everything from, sensors on the fronts, the sides, the impact sensors. There are sensors that are tied in with every computer on the car that know your speed, that know whether or not your foot's on the brake, whether or not your foot's on the gas at impact. And it knows how to trigger each sensor and bag accordingly to that data that it's receiving from all those other computers in the car, which is insane, man. It's all about keeping them safe. And, whenever you do these kinds of mods like this, it's not just about cutting corners and immediately getting this thing over into the paint shop and putting it on the car and sending it out the door. It is making sure that every design that has to go into this bumper is the way that Porsche designed this car to interact, just in case there ever were an issue. And that takes a lot of thought. You got to go step by step. You got to make sure everything is to the T. And, it's just taking time and just literally doing one piece as you go.
Bub, I want to share with you, Jim Hitchcock says, absolutely safer and easier repairs these days. He agrees with you.
But you'd be surprised, too, man. It's crazy that, a lot of people, if you haven't worked on today's vehicles, so because the material is so thin, there's a lot of pros to it. So there's, say for example, you want to go, I'm looking off in the distance right now, 2018 Mustang twin turbo.
That's the world's only 2018 Hellion twin turbo, 6-speed manual car ever built.
Say this client goes and spins this car and wrecks it, right? So the chances of needing to put fenders on this car, the chances of needing to put a front core support on this car, all of those items that would naturally fail and probably into like a front end impact, not hard, man. It's a no-brainer. You can literally call Ford. You can have the parts sent up at a fairly decent price. Literally, the only thing I think that's fairly expensive anymore from mass production manufacturers is LED headlights or HID headlights.
And so, even those prices are coming down.
They're coming down, man, but they're still up there. You're still paying north of $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 for a headlight. We just did a headlight in that Ford GT, and that thing came in custom built from Ford. You actually have to send them proof of ownership of the vehicle.
And you have to pay for them up front.
Yeah, to get that headlight built and date stamped and coded for the correct year for that car. That's how deep they go.
Yes.
And they actually put the last 7 of the VIN on these things.
Yes.
So they go deep when they do these headlights for these cars. But you look at spending a lot of money there, but it's easy. You can still pick up the phone and just call and be like, listen, I need front fenders. I need a hood. I need a grill. I need a bumper cover for a 2018 Mustang. And it's going to be to you probably the next day. And you can put this thing on a frame machine, start putting it together piece by piece, and just have a perfect job that at the end, if done right and not rushed, you would never know a car was hit.
Now, Bub, tomorrow we are delivering the Ford GT40 X1. It is a one-of-one car. We have featured it here before. Will we be sharing that? Friday, I guess we can't because the car will be delivering.
Yeah, we could probably do like a we'll do some Instagram posts on it, some full shots of it, from a picture standpoint. And, maybe if we've got some time, we'll throw like a quick little YouTube something up there on it, just a walk around of it, something like that throughout the week.
It's funny. I received an email on the way to the gym Friday afternoon from the owner who said he's been waiting for this day to come for a very long time. We've had that GT40. You can see it on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. You can see it on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Instagram page. It's a stunning car, one of one. Appreciates the perfection that you've put into this car, and despite the pressure, you've slowed it down.
It's like Friday, for example. So there was a spot in the front end. We've rebuilt that whole car from ground up, literally. That thing is all the way down to its aluminum bare chassis, the way it would roll down Ford's assembly line. And, we'll show you guys in-depth pictures of this stuff, too, when we do our postings, our social media on it. But, this car was taken all the way down, and even on assembly, just so people have the idea of quality of what we do here at BEM, even on assembly, final assembly in this thing, Friday afternoon, this car was in polish, literally
it
in its final stage of polish, and we throw everything out there because we have nothing to hide or disclose, and we actually burn through the paint on the front end, right? So what do? You don't try to do any sort of modification to it. We put the car back in paint, took the whole front end back off Friday afternoon, and literally reshot everything on the front end over the weekend to get this thing 100% again. And that's just sometimes the level that you have to go through to have that perfect quality job in the end, no matter how many times you do it, once, twice, three times. I think we painted that front end four.
Four or five times, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, man, when you're done with it, I just actually walked and evaluated the car, and it's just stunning. You walk around this thing, and it's literally ready to go hit a show.
Jim Hitchcock did say he'd love to see that car, so I showed it to the audience, Bub. A lot of people watching today showed it to the audience as we were doing it live so he could see it. Jim, we will put up more pictures for everybody as well to see here, I guess, in the next day or two. I think that car delivers. He flies in tomorrow at what, 2 o'clock, Bub?
Yeah, something like that. Something so we like got that. A lot of work to do. I'm probably going to be here throughout the night getting that thing finished up. And, you know, just moving on to that next project, which is probably going to be finishing up on that GTTT. We've also got this that we've got to get back into the paint shop. We've got another SEMA Jeep that we're building right now. We've got a Pro Touring Trans Am. We have another Porsche 981 that's getting ready to go through body mods. So a lot of crazy things going on. You guys have to stay tuned to see those. You will see this car the next time will be finished, completed, and ready to hit the streets of South Florida and dominate.
And we will be bringing forth a much larger presence in terms of our previous episodes on our YouTube channel. A lot to look forward here.
That's right.
I've been working that all morning long so that I can bring it out to everybody. James says, I know all about those late nights before a deadline. Yeah, they're right. And he says, right on. Jim, they are long, aren't they, man? But you know what? Sometimes that you have, when you're in this position from a personal perspective, and that's one thing I like to do is interact with all of you personally, as does Bub. When you're in this position, it's a love-hate type of thing because today's people are so entitled and nobody can wait and nobody can take their time for perfection, especially on the restorations, which is one of the reasons we shifted our business model in 18, Bub, and started walking away from the previous 15 years or 12
years. Well, no one understands what it takes when you put 100 hours into, and this is just being fully honest, when you put on average 80 to 100 hours into wet sanding and buffing, and we do 7-stage wet sanding and buffing here. So we literally do everything from we start at 1,000 grit, we go 1,000, 1,500, 3, and go to a 5. That is our 4 stages of wet sanding that we do here. And trust me when I tell you, it is mirror quality shine. It is stupid. And then we go into a 3-stage polish from there. Before we even get into a hand wax or anything like that, we do a step 1, which is a cutting, a step 2, which is a scratch refine, and then a step 3, which is a full mirror glaze. So you go through that 7-step process, literally over 80 to 100 hours, 1 to 2 weeks solid, just into getting a car ready for its appearance of what people see under the right lighting. You see that kind of stuff at huge shows, SEMA. You see all these cars that roll across Barrett Jackson. You want these cars to look really, really
perfect,
clean.
Man.
And that's what it takes, man, to do the job right. It's not just a quick, like, $29 orbital buffer you buy at Walmart that this thing's just vibrating
no,
on your paint, and it's just like putting little splatter marks everywhere. Yeah. This is true deal stuff that takes a lot of time, and it tell you what, man, it shows. If you look at our Instagram page, you look at some of those rides on there, we do a lot of up-close shots, and the mirror quality of our paint is, it's honestly, it's insane.
And that's what Jim's saying right now. He says, no, there's no doubt. He says it's all worth it in the final product.
That's it.
And
it
really is.
Yeah.
It really is, Jim, and I thank you for that support. That's kind of, as I was sharing with you, after all those years in the classic car restoration business, that's why we made, and it's a huge transformation, man. That's not something, that's turning
well,
a ship around in the inlet,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, nobody appreciated it. With the old cars, man, everybody wants it rushed, and everybody wants a $200,000 Pro Touring ride for 30.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. I mean, you can burn that 30 up by buying a motor in today's world. Honestly, you buy an LSA crate motor just north of $20,000 before you even hooked it up to a transmission.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's where we're at in today's world of Pro Touring rides, and that's what everybody wants because of what TV has led everybody to believe in terms of the auctions, in terms of the TV shows, in terms of, you know, hey, I just saw this ride get built. I've got a 56 Bel Air. That one sold for $196,000, so I feel like mine is probably worth $155,000.
Yeah.
Like, no chance, bro. Yours doesn't even have transmission mounts.
That's exactly right.
That thing is worth $30,000.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good morning to Spanky out at Spanky's Hot Rods. Great guy. We've
been
together.
He knows the same thing. Spanky knows, very familiar with the industry, man. He knows what it takes to build those vintage cars with that Pro Touring and modern style to it. You push that number north of 6 figures every time just like that if you want quality and you want a showpiece that's reliable in the end.
By the way, very interesting conversation with Spanky on a professional level today, Bub. Did you know, we all knew that Spanky moved the operation over to Mississippi, but did you know he sold the business to a former employee, left the clients with him, except there was a number that he kept with him, which I'll keep confidential. There was a certain number that was 1/3, actually, of what was at the facility. And he retired it down a little bit to his own set of clients right there at his, he built a facility at his house. So he scaled it back as well. And one of the things that we capitalized on was the fact that you cannot find good employees today.
That's the hardest
ethical,
part.
Ethical, morally bound people.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, man. It's finding good, solid people that, you know, you can just literally say, here, this is your job for the week, for the month, for whatever the heck it is, and don't come to me until it's done. I mean, there are so many people that can't make it 10 minutes in today's world, that's in today's right. any sort of industry, without flatlining and having to either go tell somebody or look for advice in this arena, or I can't figure this out, or oh, I lost this, or oh, I can't find this part, and I know we just got this $10,000 suspension kit, but it's missing a bag of bolts. Bro, just go check the box.
Yeah.
You check the box, and boom, what do you know? It's right still there. Sitting there.
In fact, that's what Jim's saying. He's saying he's in the exact same position with him there. He's saying that everything takes 30 minutes to install. Everybody, and that's what they tell him. It's 30 minutes. It's not 30 minutes.
No.
It's not 30 minutes. I was talking to Paul Sr. and Joni last night. We were at dinner watching the Mecum Auto Auction. It was the bike auction around 6:30, 7 o'clock last night. And it's amazing to hear what he says as well about how those things go against the auction block. I continued watching when I got up close at home on the big screen. And above it was such a shame because unlike the cars, you see the motor, you see the oil lines, the fuel lines. Half the oil lines weren't hooked up on the old bikes. And it's like, and these things are dragging $18,000.
Yeah.
You know, who can morally attach their name to that?
I know.
It's pretty bad, man.
Yeah. So stay tuned, guys. We will keep you guys super up to date on, if you haven't followed our Instagram page, that's where we're super, super active. Instagram, it's also linked into our Facebook main wall, so you guys will see it. If you are subscribed to either Facebook or Instagram, both of them available at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. If you scroll down left-hand side, you can click to subscribe to whatever the heck platform it is you use. It's Twitter, YouTube, social media, freaking Facebook, the one with the, what's the birdie one?
Twitter.
The birdie one, that's Twitter, okay.
Twitter, yeah, Twitter.
There's so many of them out there. We primarily focus on Instagram, Facebook.
Yep.
That's where we are live, literally either myself or Tom from his pocket in the shop at the facility, so you'll see stuff that is literally happening on the fly.
And I'm trying to figure out, Bub, how to tie Instagram and, or I'm sorry, YouTube and Facebook together as one, so I can bring more to everybody across the world. I can just come back and come out and get some pictures. We have very nice handheld equipment here, even for the smartphones, Bub, that we can use to just bring people into our lives a little bit more.
Yeah.
So we're working on that right now. I've exhaustively spent the weekend since Friday evening when I got home trying to work through it through last night. Good morning to my son and your brother, Nate. He's watching as well, Bub.
Nice.
Out there. So, and we hope to see him up here soon doing a whole new division with the motorcycles. Jim, thank you for joining us today and bringing forth your input. Tina, thank you for joining us. Jack, thank you for joining us. Tanya, thank everybody for joining us today out there on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream, Bub.
How good looking is that Fab Speed exhaust?
It's really nice, man.
Not only does it look good, it sounds like a devil.
I'll tell you what,
before after.
If you fire it up,
no,
I've got
it
my
right
mic
now
right
because
now.
Diesel's right here. It's too loud for him.
Because of the little man. I'm
oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Bud.
Let me just tell you, snap, crackle, freaking pop. This thing sounds like an outright track car.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We will do some videos before and after, and also the final shots of this once we pull it out of paint and body. We're waiting for some final pieces from Porsche right now in terms of the chrome lettering for the rear bumper,
correct,
the emblems, plus also an upper grille. That's got to come in. Another one of those pieces that, of course, the aftermarket companies don't tell you, oh,
that's
hey, you're going to need this on top of this extra 10 grand you just spent. Way to go, guys.
Never ends, does
thanks
it? More into the snowman as well. Bub, Friday, we're going to be, Jim says, much love from the industry. Yeah. It never ends. Jim, you know all too well what we deal with, man. And it's the ingraciousness of people. No matter how hard you go, how far you extend yourselves, it's the ingraciousness of the people on the backside. You don't even get a return call for somebody to say thank you, Bub.
No, not really ever, no.
But they'll be the first ones to jam you up.
Yeah.
You know, and say this, that, or the other, man.
Yeah.
And just look at what Senior was, how the negativity was going on Senior's page. I even went out and defended him last night. People don't understand, when you're in the public's eye, you put yourself out there. Yeah, you've got to have thick skin, but there's no time for the negativity, man.
Well, no, you know, just enjoy what you're watching. If not, then move on to the next show.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
Exactly. Good morning to Mike Sherb. Mike Sherb is Jupiter Area's premier dentist. I wonder how you're doing, Mike. Haven't seen you for a while. Thank you for joining us. And good morning to Alex Pavlenko. Very good. Alex, where are you from, man? That's Pavlenko. That's Russian, Bub? USSR?
I'm not quite
sure.
Area?
Yeah, Pavlenko.
All I know is I've got to get back in that paint shop. I'm going to go finish up a couple sick rides back that we have. So I've got like 2 weeks, dude.
It's going to be
full build, full paint and body.
Right on.
Full coatings. This thing is going to be sick, massive Jeep JKs riding on a set of 40s, custom cut 24s. This thing is going to look nasty. So until then, keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Last time Luke Bryant was in town, he blew up one of our clients' cars, Bub, and you were left with trying to fix the transmission that got destroyed.
This is true.
That is true. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today, Monday, on the number one rated internationally syndicated Motorsports Daily live stream. We certainly appreciate it. I know the ladies man does too, and he's ready to eat some lunch. How about that? You see, it's hot in sunny South Florida, and we have the big macro air. Our fan wingtip is from wingtip to wingtip is 18 feet, ladies and gentlemen, plus the AC running, and you can still see it's hot for the ladies, man. Let's reach out to touch somebody. Well, let's remember, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique.com. On the net now exclusively. And Orange County Choppers, let's make sure we watch that show tonight. It's going to be another step in the father-son rebuilding. And I can tell you, it's good. We know the behind-the-scenes story. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet that have holes in the soles. Holes in the soles, right? Let's feed somebody who's standing at the corner and says, we'll work for food. Sunoco, Citgo, 7-Eleven. How about a power bar and a protein drink? That's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Let's help our fellow humans out there. Until Friday, we will be staying up with you on all of our social media, a lot of great things to come. Keep an eye out. I'm telling you, we're going to start releasing a lot of our YouTube stuff on Facebook and things like that. And from here forward, we're going to be bringing you multi-camera angles with our new producers and stuff like that. Good stuff. Okay, I'll talk to you about that on Friday.
Don't forget 10 p.m. tonight.
10 p.m. tonight? Discovery Channel, 10 p.m. tonight, American Chopper. Let's watch it. As you know, family is very important to us. It's everything to us. Senior, Junior, Mikey, the whole family development, good people. I spent a lot of time with those guys. They spent a lot of time with us. They're wonderful, wonderful family people, despite what you would have seen previously on television. You're going to be even prouder how you see it wind up. Until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it. Bubba style. Little man, you ready to grab something to eat? You've been so quiet there on the floor.